Good evening. My name's Rick Cooper. I'm a captain with Weber Fire District. I'm also a county wildland officer, and I initially incident command this fire yesterday morning about 7:15 is when this fire started. This morning at 6 o'clock, we did a transition to an incident type 3 incident management team. At that time, was able to get additional resources on the fire. And throughout today and last night, we made some extremely good progress on the containment of the fire. With the resources, the aircraft that was given us to by the governor of Utah, I think he gave us 2 Black Ops, which really helped out. As the day progressed, we started looking at areas that we could reopen. And as the day progressed even further, I felt become more and more comfortable with areas on my division that we could reopen. Everything in the area of green up to this black line right here, we felt very comfortable that the fire would not progress any further than that. And we were going to reallow all the homeowners to reoccupy this area. If you see the area in pink, area is still going to remain closed through tomorrow afternoon, maybe early evening. We are still going to have firefighting crews in this area still patrolling and monitoring and continue mop-up operations. And also along up into, off the map, up onto the mountainside into Division Zulu and also down the I-80 corridor. We'll also have resources down in here continuing to work. This I-84 corridor where it got into these cottonwoods.
Could you name those areas for those of us who don't know what pink and green are?
Okay. This area right here we classified as Division Upper Uinta. The Uinta Highlands is what this area is actually called. The Uinta Highlands. This is the Uinta City or the Lower Uinta. And South Weber and the Uinta City. We'll reevaluate tomorrow, and hopefully we'll be able to reevaluate and get people back into their homes tomorrow evening. As for the remainder of this evening, we will have a night operations working with 2 divisions and about a dozen resources continuing to mop up and overhaul the fire. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. we'll have another in briefing with the fire crews. We'll reassess what night operations did or a graveyard shift did, and we'll continue to put resources back in that area of pink and continue to mop up and patrol and overhaul. I don't exactly have those numbers. I do believe we opened up pretty close to about 300 people. That was a rough number. And we'll probably have pretty close to that still evacuated through tomorrow afternoon.
Can you give us an update on the acreage and containment?
Absolutely. The fire was 619 acres is what our total GPS of the fire was. Tonight, we classified this as 70% contained as of tonight, yeah. Last night at 10 o'clock, we only had it at 5.
You briefly talked about that, you know, some people ideally will be let back in tomorrow. What exactly are the conditions now, and what is the ideal condition to actually approve them to go back to their homes?
Well, it's kind of a complicated situation. The reason we're keeping this area here kind of closed was the fire kind of burnt under the scrub oak and the maple, and it actually kind of what we call preheated the canopy. It actually killed the leaves on the canopy. And what we're looking for is any heat or smoldering embers, logs that are still on fire underneath this canopy, because if that was to rekindle, it could get into the tops of the trees and make start another fire run again. We'd see something experienced we'd seen yesterday morning. And that's the main reason. There was a lot of, I don't want to say really difficulties, we just had a lot of obstacles we had to overcome. yesterday morning, I think their biggest obstacle was making sure that we were getting the civilians out of here, getting our evacuations out of here, and nobody was getting hurt. Our next obstacle was to get fire resources into the area and lay out an effective plan, and to go to lay out an effective suppression plan, not just just to go fight fire. And those were some pretty good big obstacles. Wind and access was our biggest obstacle. It delayed our aircraft quite a while.
We want to go ahead and have a couple more individuals come up and talk to. We may be able to answer some of these questions that you may still have. We'd like our district ranger from the Forest Service, Sean Harwood, and Kim Osborne, who is the public information officer. Kim, would you come on up?
Sean Harwood.
Sean Harwood, district ranger for Ogden. We came up, we answered the call of the fire, we came up to help out. The fire actually didn't get on anything Forest Service, but our team is experienced with this kind of stuff, and so they stayed around. We have an IC that's Forest Service, we have the ops chief, he's from the Forest Service, and they're doing a great job.
What would you say was the biggest reason why you were able to keep the fire to 619 acres without it growing from last night to today?
Well, I would say the biggest reason is our people. We hit it with everything we could yesterday. Resources are really thin because the fire danger along the front's really extreme. We've got a big fire in Bountiful and then one down the Tank Hollow in Spanish Fork. But we were able to get some of those resources off those other incidents up and help us. And then the response from the city folks. We had a Garland engine up here. I mean, they came from all directions, and the response was really good.
From a numbers standpoint, Sean, are you the person to rescue in terms of the evacuation, homeless management, that are still in place?
I don't have that information. That's Weber County's dealing with that. Yeah, the sheriff. Where it wasn't on Forest Service, and again, we rely on locals, to the local agencies to take care of that.
Mm-hmm. Just recapping, the green area, the upper Uinta, that is where people can go back, or is it the pink area that people can go back?
The green.
It's okay. The green, right here.
And then the pink area, people are still under evacuation in that area?
Yes.
It's down here, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We can point that out if you want to be closer.
It's upper Uinta Highlands, yeah. Mm-hmm. Uinta Highlands.
Mm-hmm. What about the picture? What's that called?
Just got Lower Uinta and South Weber.
Lower Uinta, South Weber.
Lower Uinta, South Weber's along 84.
We'd also like to have Ryan come and talk a little bit about next steps for those that are displaced still from their homes.
So really quickly, I just want to make sure Ryan Perkins, who's a battalion commander for Ogden City and their emergency manager. And so again, a great resource that has come and done tremendous work.
So even though we've made excellent progress today, we still have over 100 families that have been displaced. And so we'll keep the evacuation center open tonight until approximately 8 o'clock at the minimum, until we get all their needs met. We do have Red Cross on scene for any unmet needs they might have. We are allowing escorted entries back into the area for any essential items they might need, such as prescription medication, any pets, anything they might need to be evacuated for one more day. Tomorrow we'll go ahead and open this facility back up again at 9:30. Allow the residents a place to come and get more information, and we'll have our first briefing with the families at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have a little bit more to tell them after the night shift is over. So we do have services available for any of the residents that are still displaced.
We were told earlier today it's around 180 homes that are
still evacuated. So we made excellent progress. Yesterday we were at 284 homes. This morning we dropped that down to 186 homes as we opened Combe and Woodland. And then this afternoon about 2 o'clock we opened the upper part, which was Osmond and 6025 and Melanie Lane, all those subsidiary streets. And then tonight we just barely opened a little piece of Bybee. And so that number kept dropping down from 284 yesterday to 186 today to about 119 right now.
So for tonight, 119 families.
Approximately.
And can't go home. They're still.
Correct.
Any idea when some homeowners that were leaving said it may be a few days, or is there different information?
We do not know that at this time. As the night shift progresses and we see what progress they make tonight, we'll get a briefing in the morning from the Forest Service and see what's happened and what the wind conditions and if they're favorable tonight. And then tomorrow afternoon, we'll have probably a lot better understanding after the day shift works tomorrow and see how much progress they make through the day.
Can you talk more about the air attack? Does the wind being more calm today allow a better air attack?
That would be one of these guys would be the best one to speak about air attack. So any other questions for? Approximately. So we were at 136 until this briefing, and I just get an estimate, and it's an estimate because I was guessing 20 homes. We opened up a couple extra, so we opened a little more than 20 extra homes this afternoon. So from 136 and then whatever we open this afternoon, I can count that after the briefing and give you an accurate estimate.
Sure. I'm wondering how the wind was a factor today, if that allowed more aggressive air attack.
Yeah, we didn't have near the winds. Actually, yesterday afternoon, the winds subsided greatly. And we were actually able to get the air resources on the fire very quickly, right around 1400. Today, the winds were fairly minimal, didn't have any effect on any of the aircraft resources. And we only used helicopters today. We released all the fixed wing. Is that it?
We appreciate all of you coming out today. Thanks for having interest in this story. But we're also incredibly grateful for all the fire folks that have come from several counties, the municipalities within those counties, from our state and Forest Service folks. We can't tell you enough how much we appreciate you and your support, getting the governor's his help, the Air National Guard and others. We're also grateful for Weber State providing this place for the shelter. It's been absolutely phenomenal for us. Thank you guys very much.